Hello, it's Father Jim. I'm looking each week a little bit at the Psalms. We've said something about the Psalms of praise and the Psalms of thanksgiving, where people in their distress called out to God and God answered their prayer. Psalms of petition are sometimes people, you know, in great distress, feeling that they can come to the sanctuary or pray privately. There's also processional psalms, like this one, Psalm 24. Can you imagine a big procession all coming to the temple? And again, there's a dialogue in it. First of all, there's a sort of Psalm 24, a prayer of praise. To Yahweh belong earth and all it holds, the world and all who live in it. He himself founded it on the ocean, based it firmly on the nether sea. You remember when we looked at Psalm 104, the idea of the earth like a sort of digestive cookie floating on the waters. Who has the right to climb the mountain of Yahweh? In other words, to go up to the temple, to Jerusalem. Who the right to stand in this holy place? He whose hands are clean. So, all you people who've got dirty hands, go and wash first. Whose heart is pure. Confess your sins, in other words. Whose soul doesn't pay homage to worthless things. And who never swears to a lie. The blessing of Yahweh is his, vindication from God, his Saviour. Such are the people who seek him, who seek the presence of God, of Jacob. So those are the people invited now to the temple. Wash your hands, confess your sins, we've reached the entrance of the temple. We call out to the gatekeeper. Gates, raise your arches. Rise, you ancient doors. Let the King of Glory in. As we're carrying the Ark of the Covenant, who's enthroned on the Ark, which is the King of Glory. Somebody inside says, who is this King of Glory? In other words, what's the password, you might say? Yahweh the strong, the valiant. Yahweh valiant in battle. Gates, raise your arches. Rise, you ancient doors. Let the King of Glory in. Calls everyone. The gatekeeper says, who is this King of Glory? They reply, he's Yahweh Sabbath, King of Glory, he. I presume the gates were opened, and then they went. Amen.